What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
We know what we think. What do you think? Call the Fan, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Your boy KM on the Fan, you heard? Let's get back to it quickly. I mean, that Juan Soto stuff just never dies. Juan Soto is the song that doesn't end. I was talking to the chat in the break. I'm like, bro, there are no Yankee fans still hung up on. I won't say none, but like, as a Yankee fan, you can't even mention Juan Soto. It's almost like as Yankee fans, we can't even be baseball fans talking about Juan Soto. And what's funny is the Juan Soto echo chamber that we're in, it seems like it actually did bleed out into the rest of the fans. Juan Soto gets booed in Pittsburgh. You know, Juan Soto doesn't get into the All-Star game snubbed. So, I don't know. Maybe there's a little something more to it, but I'm tired of all the talk about Yankee fans crying. We're not crying about Juan Soto at this point, bro. We're so far beyond it. Yankee fans are crying about Anthony Volpe. Yankee fans are crying about DJ LeMay playing and Jazz not playing second base. Yankee fans like me are crying about Gerrit Cole being out and Clark Schmidt being out and not knowing what to happen, you know, what's going to happen with this rotation. So it's like, you know, I look at the big brother, little brother dynamic, and really what it is with Juan Soto and the jokes about Juan Soto is just something for big brother to tease little brother about. Robbie is in Lenox on the Fan. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, Keith, how are you? Thanks for taking my call. Anyway, thank you for your condolences the other night. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been a tough week with my brother passing. So, anyway, I wanted to talk about a couple things. First of all, Juan Soto, if I met him, I'd just say, that's what he would say, be fruitful and multiply, but not in those words. Okay, think about that one. All right. Anyway, a guy that I'd like to see them get, if they cannot get the guy from Arizona, Suarez, or what I suggested would be, you know, Ramirez, there's a guy named Willie Castro who plays for the Twins. Now, Castro's a guy who can play a lot of positions, the outfield, third base, second base, short. You know, he has 9 home runs, 27 RBIs. It's around 250, 260. The thing is that I remember when the Yankees got Scotty Brosius and picked him up from Oakland. Nobody knew how good this guy was. And so I think a guy like Castro could play third, and he could, you know, he doesn't have to be a guy with a lot of power, but he could be a guy who plays, a guy who plays third base and also a guy who can lead off. He's got some speed. So there's a guy that won't cost him a lot. That's one guy I was thinking of. And also maybe bringing back Harrison Bader. I don't know, maybe, I don't know, there's a plethora of center of outfielders, but the guy's got some speed at the top of the lineup. But so far, I'm just thinking of guys with speed and guys who got a base, guys who have postseason experience and history and have success. Anyway, also, too, about Anthony Volpe, Keith, all right? Is there any way that they could get Derek Jeter up here to teach this guy two things? One, about obviously being Jeterian with the base, with the bat. And also, too, teaching this guy how to bunt, because it would increase his average by at least 10 points, you know, at least 10 points. And they put him on the bottom of the order. Let him bat before, you know, Jason, because to me, he's like a first-time leadoff hitter, you know. And then you put him behind Dominguez, then you got a 1-2 punch. Maybe it gives Anthony some you know, confidence and less pressure at the ninth position. The thing that I question about Anthony is his baseball IQ. So get your thoughts on that, but. Anyway, thanks, man. Appreciate it. They also, oh, by the way, the All-Star game, it's stupid. You know what's funny, Keith? It was 6-4 to shut it off and figure out Diaz is coming in for the Mets. I turn back on in the morning and find out it's a tie game. I'm going, yeah. Wait a second. This is so weird. I go, what the hell did they win it?
Can't predict baseball. Jazz drove in a run. Stephen Kwan. And next thing you know, we end up in a swing-off. Robbie, thanks for the call. I'll try to go backwards. Derek Jeter's not coming up here to mentor Anthony Volpe. He doesn't work for the Yankees. He does not. He's not a coach. He doesn't pull up to spring training, and I'm pretty sure he lives in Florida, and they don't even get Jeter to come do what, like, Bernie does, Pettit does, what Gator does, what, you know what I'm saying? Like, they have got Swishers around the team. Alex Rodriguez came through. Jeter's not doing that. Willie Castro idea, I like. I've been floating his name out there. The Twins are going to be sellers. Willie Castro. Hey, if Eugenio Suarez asking price is too high, why not go to a guy like Willie Castro? Now, you mentioned Volpe batting ninth. He should be batting ninth. And it's funny, you know, like I was watching Talking Yanks last year where Aaron Boone cited me, you know, and shout out to Booney because I know he listens. He's like, you know, Keith McPherson always says, you know, why did, because remember last year when they were moving Volpe around and I thought they had learned from the year before about moving him around. That's another thing. The kid has not had it easy, man. They have moved him around in the lineup. Now they're finally kind of keeping him in the bottom. But, you know, Boone cited on the Talking Yanks podcast that, like, you know, Keith McPherson always says, like, you know, why did you say that, you know, he's going to be a leadoff hitter in 10 years and then move him? Boone and the Yankees, I think, have a vision for him 10 years from now being a leadoff hitter. Well, how about making him a nine hitter? How about, let's start there. On the opposite side of the coin, let's make him a good nine hitter, like A-Rod was talking about, make him the best bunter on the team, get on base, get that average up, put the ball in play, swing on a flat plane, not trying to uppercut the ball. Let's try and do that, and I think that is possible when you get Peraza out of here. You can't bat him ninth because somehow with our top two shortstop prospects from 2020 to 2023, 4, 5, both of them have turned into automatic outs. Obviously, Peraza more than Volpe, but it seems like Volpe always comes up with the two runners on, two outs, and makes that last out. Peter is in Lawrence, New Jersey on the fan next. What's up, Peter?
Hey, Keith, thank you for taking my call. I think Volpe will be fine as long as he gets his head together. I saw him play in spring training, and it looked like he wasn't sure of himself.
I think he's thinking a lot. Yeah, I think he's definitely in his head and pressing.
He's still young, and when it comes to MVP voting, you know, Cal Riley right now leads the league in home runs and RBIs, but I think Aaron Judge will overtake him soon to win not only the Triple Crown, but also get the MVP. Depending on how far the Yankees go. And as far as Juan Soto, leave Juan Soto alone. Juan Soto is a great player. He's a proven world champion, and he deserves the respect of the New York fans, both Yankee and Met, for what he's done so far in 2 years.
Thanks for the call, Peter. Juan Soto's name, as I said, Juan Soto's the song that doesn't end. He's got to ball out. That's how you shut people up. It got quieter in June once he started doing what he was doing, right? Cal Raleigh, he is America's sweetheart right now. Mariners fans, they haven't won anything. They never had an MVP. Never been to a World Series, right? Never won a World Series. These guys out there, like Cal Raleigh, is their only hope, and they're pushing him, and they're trying to get that, you know, home run. He just got the home run derby. They're trying to get the home run record or have the lead in home runs and keep that triple crown away from Judge. But I do think Judge can walk him down. I do think Judge can catch him. What I was saying is, hopefully Cal Raleigh, doing all that he did at the home run derby, swinging from both sides of the plate, going each round, winning the thing. I'm like, I hope that tires him out, wears him down to start the second half of the season. And Judge, who didn't stick around for the swing off, and Judge, who will start the second half of the season right there in Truist Park, down in Atlanta, done got to go far. Hopefully Judge gets out of the gate fast and can hit some home runs and add some RBIs and then, you know, be on his way to his next MVP. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Lou in Astoria.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
Good. How are you, Lou?
Keith, quickly on Soto, but I want to go, you know, and talk about the Yankees, if you don't let me. The thing about Soto was that the Mets drawing $35,000 fans every night. Okay, I don't know if they took their time to vote for him. But the reason why he didn't make it was because I'm probably the only Yankee that voted for him. Not a single Yankee fan voted for Soto because of what happened, that he went to the other side. And that's the only reason why he didn't make it, okay? Besides that, regardless, he should have been in. And you know that because you know better than that. Anyway, let me go to the Yankees, okay? This is the problem that I got with the Yankees. It's not just pitching. It's not just their base. It's the entire infielder, okay? Entire infielder, okay? It's not championship caliber. The third baseman doesn't exist. The shortstop is, now we're making excuses that he's been injured for 3 years. The second baseman is overrated, okay? The catching, they hit home runs once in a while, okay? The left fielder, okay, is making progress. I got to give him credit for that, okay? You got two MVPs and Judge and what's the other guy's name?
Bellinger.
Former MVP is Bellinger, okay? If you pay attention,
Goldie, both Stanton.
Stanton, we got to wait for him for October, in order for him to hit.
He's coming on. He's hitting home runs now. Sorry, Lou, I'm going to put you on hold. Joining us right now is my second guest of the night. Yes, his parents gave him a great name. He's New York Mets play-by-play broadcaster. You hear his voice on Odyssey Mets Radio. It's Keith Ratt. Keith, are you there?
Hello.
Okay, Keith is there. What's up, man? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Keith? How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us tonight. You were down there in Atlanta, right?
I was not down there in Atlanta. I took my phone and I threw it in the pool for 4 days. I went to Michigan for the All-Star break.
Well, that's nice. I knew you were on break somewhere. I knew you traveled somewhere. Good. You got to enjoy some time away from the great game of baseball. But here we are back on the eve of baseball returning. Let me get your thoughts on the Mets and their showing down there. Minus Juan Soto, I thought it was a good night for Mets fans to watch their guys compete in the 2025 All-Star game.
Yeah, it was good to see. I mean, it was nice when Peterson got the ground ball to Lindor. Lindor throws over to Alonso. Like, okay, I've seen this once or twice before. You know, Pete goes deep. Probably should win the MVP if things hold on, but the AL makes a late push. So, yeah, it was great. I was most Mets fans were left kind of bummed that he didn't get a chance to hit in that swing off because Schwarber did Schwarber things. But it was a good showing, and it was good to get Lindor down there because he had never been down there as a Met. So, yeah, I think everybody was pretty happy to see what happened.
Yeah, I thought it was a good showing for the Mets. I thought that Mets fans should be pleased with, you know, just having enough guys, multiple guys in there. Of course, Pete could have won the MVP. I was live on air. Once he hit that three-run bomb, I'm like, man, if the NL wins or three runs or two runs or one run is a difference in the game, Pete Alonso's going to have the MVP. He's going to add that to his trophy case. And then even with the swing off, it came down to what we thought was going to be Pete. I'm rooting for Jonathan Aranda to at least hit one so Pete can come up and walk it off. What'd you think about the swing off, the concept of it, and do you think it's going to come to Major League Baseball?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I thought it was awesome. I thought it was cool. I mean, it was a long game for the fans. It was like 5 hours or so from start to finish. So it was cool. I mean, it's a little too Savannah Bananas for me to come to the regular season. I think that would leave a lot of people feeling a little bit strange about a regular season game getting decided on that. I mean, for an exhibition, I think it's great. I think it's cool. The runner at second base thing is a lot of people are still not happy about that. So let's just keep going with that for a little while and see where we go from there. But yeah, I don't know if it'll decide regular season games. I'm not really sure. It's just so different. But for an exhibition, I mean, it was cool. It was, you're seeing the best guys just get up there and hit, and that's what we saw.
Yeah, and I mean, at least you had half of the Fab Four there. Nimmo should have been there last year, but to have Lindor and have Alonso there was great. So I know you know that I was listening to you, and shout out to Anthony Recker. Rec is my guy from doing MLB Network. I think he's just a great guy, a great person, great human being, and then obviously a pro's pro. So, you know, when I saw him tweeting out that he was on the call, I made sure to listen, and I listen anyway. But, yeah, I was listening to the call that night, and I was driving into WFAN and do my show, and I caught you with a little, like, Freudian slip with the, you know, calling the Fab Four, the Core Four, and I'm like, no, 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 and I made sure people on Twitter knew. I'm like, we're not going to do that. We're not going to call them the Core Four. But yeah, now I think Evan Roberts has called them the Flushing Four. I referred to them as the Met Quartet. Tell us a little bit about the name, the nickname, this group. Obviously, you know, the high paid players at the top of the Mets lineup and what we're expecting to see out of those guys in the second half.
Yeah, I think the name's kind of a work in progress. You know, when you talk extemporaneously like we do on the broadcast for like 3 hours, you know, sometimes you say things, and as I turn to Anthony, come out of break saying, you know, big night for this group, and you know, you try to make it fun, alliteration or rhyme. Oh, four. I looked at him and we looked at each other like, with our eyes, like, oh, that's, yeah, probably the wrong spot. But yeah, I mean, like, they've carried the team at times this year with their play. And while we can, you know, talk about the name and things like that, I think there's still more to be had, though, from them on a nightly basis to carry them. The nice thing was that the Yankees series, not only was the Yankees, but it was just a big time for the Mets to, you know, figure themselves out a little bit and actually just carry the team through the pitching struggles that, boy, I mean, that Pittsburgh series, I still feel it. Still have nightmares about what we saw in Pittsburgh. But you came back playing good team in Milwaukee, good team in the Yankees, and you hit your way to wins, and that's what they need to do. So they did in Baltimore that first game that we're talking about. That's what they did that night in Kansas City on was it Friday or Saturday, where they came back late. And that's what this group needs to do, because once you do set up playoffs, and I think they'll get to the playoffs without a problem with this score, is that is a scary lineup for anybody to face. I don't care what, if it's the Dodgers or whatever situation it is. And so, you know, the name will shake itself out. I just think that there needs to be a little bit more, few more consistent nights where normal Lindor sort of along with just match.
Yeah, we're on the phone right now with Keith Rad from Mets Radio, Odyssey Mets Radio. You're listening to Keith McPherson on the Fan. My next question is about the trade deadline. I think I've talked a lot about, you know, the Mets obviously just need those top four guys to produce, but they also are going to need some help with pitching and then maybe even some position players like center field, third base. What are you thinking about their trade targets, who they're targeting, and who they're potentially going to give up? I know there's some arms I alluded to earlier that they did not call up while they were kind of going through this revolving door of relievers and guys doing spot starts and bullpen games. So the question is, who do you want to see the Mets target, and who do you think we could say goodbye to from the minor leagues?
So yeah, there's a lot in the next, I think 2 weeks from today is the deadline. So I know that bullpen is important, and there's no doubt about that, but I still believe the Mets need another starter. I think that it's great to get Senga back, great to get, I mean, Manila, so fresh on Sunday, just putting the life on the fastball was like, okay, we want to see more of this, which is great. But you have a lot of holes there. I mean, Senga's great, and he really, maybe, and then there's that question mark there with him. Clay Holmes has been excellent, but he's going to run out of gas. And you saw with the Mets last year, with especially Manila and Severino, is that they were great in the Mets. Where they needed to be, right? The playoff push. But once they got into the playoffs, especially that Dodgers series, just ran out of gas. So, like, Clay Holmes is a guy I get a little bit nervous about, because can that body going from reliever to starter hold up pitching at your peak or at your strongest once those games matter the most? He's pushed past 100 innings. His goal was like 160, which he would probably hit by the end of September, which is a little scary. So just with that in mind and a couple of question marks, who else may go down, I would love a starter. I have no inside information. I'm just going off of outside rumors that are out there right now. But Zach Gallen, I think, is a beast. I think he can win you a game. He can dominate from Arizona. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. I like the incentive, a little carrot, or a guy who's about to make a bunch of cash at the end of the year. Hey, here's a playoff push. So you can make a lot of money. Like Jordan Montgomery did with Texas a couple of years ago. I know the free agency was a bit weird, but he had put himself in a position to make a lot of money. I like that for maybe the Mets. I know people talk about Mitch Keller from the Pirates, who's been really good because he's shut down the Mets. Anytime the Mets see him, he's pretty good. And they sound like Griffin Canuck, to figure out what's fine with Griffin Canuck. So I like Mitch Keller too as an option. So I do think any one starter, bullpen-wise, you can never have enough bullpen. They have to get a lefty reliever. They will. The game that they lost in Baltimore late, the first game of the doubleheader was, like, if Peterson plays the last guy, here comes Ryan Scanning, the man on, Gunnar Henderson goes deep. The Orioles had lefties stacked and waiting to pinch hit, and the Mets didn't have a lefty trusted to go to right there, and so they have to ask these righties to go help them, and there were some cracks there. So I know Brooks Raley is coming back, which is huge, but you need to go out and get yourself a lefty, just something that can neutralize Harper when you see him in the playoffs, and Ohtani when you see him in the playoffs. So that's big. And then eventually, I wish this would be a center fielder to help Tyrone Taylor. You can go get it, but they need somebody that can lengthen the lineup, some pop. That's funny. I was just looking at Arizona and talking about Gallen. Josh Naylor, the good first baseman, lefty, is a free agent at the end of the year. I have no idea if he's out there, if they're looking at something like that. But if Winker's hurt, you keep Pete at first, and Naylor's your masher against righties as a lefty DH. Just some kind of oomph from the bat, I think, is kind of the last piece of the puzzle, because they're going to be heavy on pitching, and I think they're okay with bats, but that lineup can get a little thin when you get about halfway to the bottom of that lineup.
Well, there's an idea I haven't heard yet. Josh Naylor, that works for the Yankees versus Mets dynamic, because Yankee fans hate Josh Naylor because he did the rock the baby against Garrett Cole a few years back. So, yeah, send him on down.
You can't. That was pretty cool. That was pretty. You had to like that a little bit. There's a little part of you that thought, all right, that was kind of cool.
At the time, I'm like I had to respect it. But then, you know, we paid him back. And you know, when the last out was made, Gleyber Torres was rocking the baby. Anyway, last thing for you, Keith. I don't want to keep you too long while you're on your break. You know, I'm in here watching The Right Way, the David Wright doc, and we know it's a big weekend coming up for the Met fan. Did you catch the leaked video and then all of the rumors surrounding Lindor becoming the next captain of the Mets and David Wright kind of passing the torch to him? I'll ask you a two-part question. What are your thoughts on that, if that's true? And do you have any inside info on what fans can expect this weekend? Maybe a special appearance by a player or something that's going to, you know, be given away or something that's going to be on the screen? Fill us in.
I have no special information about this captain thing, but it has been, maybe this is the weekend they make Lindor the captain. And we've talked about that. We've asked about that publicly, secretly. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. I mean, I'm kind of 50-50 on it, that it's possible. That's a whole other story. I think Francisco deserves it. He's the de facto captain without actually having a C on his chest. But as far as David Wright, I'm just so happy that Mets fans from our generation, 90s babies, late 90s, whatever it was, that era of Mets baseball is going to be up there in left field with the guys from the Seavers, the Koosman, and everybody, Piazza, right? Everybody that's up there. But finally, number five, David Wright, this generation of Mets fans that has been looking to the past and respecting its elders, it's just going to be so great. And I know it's kind of, for me, it's a little bit like, we should have done this a year ago, we should have done this, you know, a few years ago, but it's going to be a great moment for just a lot of people in this generation to say, this was our guy. This is Captain America. You shake his hand, you look at David Wright in the eye, and you go, oh, okay, yeah, you're the face of the franchise. And it's just great that he'll have his day in the sun this weekend.
Awesome, Keith. You're the man. Enjoy the rest of your time off before we get right back to it tomorrow.
All right, Keith. Have a good night, man.
That's Keith Rad from Odyssey Mets Radio. You hear him call the games. And I know you Mets fans are super excited for this weekend coming up. So call me up at 888-808-1019. We'll keep talking about it. Tell me what you liked from the documentary. I got it on SNY in here. We'll continue to take your calls on the trade deadline and your ideas and your propositions and what players you're looking at.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
All right. Second half kickoff. It's a sprint, not a marathon. 5 hour KM to AM, rocking on the Fan till midnight. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, taking calls, talking sports, talking to the live chat, watching the David Wright doc, but not listening, just watching him come up and go through his years and his time. And I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's a great doc. I'm sure it's going to be a great time at Citi Field for you guys. Not for me. I won't be there. I'm not a Met fan. Shocker. Spoiler alert. I'm not a Met fan. But we got to share. And, you know, we got to find a way to get through these next 15 years of Juan Soto. You know, I still have some Juan Soto calls. And, Lou, you're still going to get the first crack at it because I had to put you on hold when Keith Rad joined. But, you know, Monkey D. Louie in my chat says, you enjoy being big brother. We'll enjoy taking players your team wants. In free agency, perhaps. But when I opened the show tonight, I said as I was putting my notes together of all of these different players from David Bednar to Mitch Keller to Zach Gallen to Eugenio Suarez and even some of these arms, I'm like, oh, this is going to be another competition between the Mets and the Yankees. The Mets and or Yankees are going to land these players or other teams, but there's going to be some of these trade targets that end up in New York. And you might feel some type of way if you got your eye on a guy. Like if Zach Gallen ends up with the Mets and not the Yankees, and you hear that the Yankees were in on him but didn't offer enough or whatever, like, yeah, it's just going to keep adding fuel to the fire. But let's not make anything more out of, like, Juan Soto is one guy. Juan Soto is one guy in free agency that chose the highest bidder. And like I will keep saying, if the highest bidder was the Savannah Bananas, he was going there. It just happens to be the Mets that have the richest owner in the sport. And congratulations. It's better for the sport. It's better for the city. It's better for baseball. But now, let's see what happens at this deadline. You know, the money doesn't move at the deadline. Or it matters, obviously, because what payroll, you know, what your payroll is at and what contracts you're taking on. But clearly your owner doesn't care about that. You're paying a bunch of guys that aren't playing over the last couple years. I mean, we're not too far removed from Billy Epler trading off guys in an unprecedented move we've never seen, right? Sending guys away to replenish the farm system. Now, you might have to say, hey, Billy Epler, thanks for what you did. You might be sending some of those guys that he brought in away 2 years later, 3 years later. No, 2 years later. So, 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the calls. We've got Yankee fans, Met fans. We got Juan Soto, Volpe, all that type of stuff. We'll clear those calls. And then once I get into the 10 o'clock hour, I do want to talk about TJ Watt, his contract, Von Miller. I do want to talk about Micah Parsons, the NFL training camp, Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, Jackson Dart, and some other NFL news that popped up today. Lou is in a story on the fan. Lou, you get two calls.
Keys, let me tell you something. That's why you're the most likable host in the entire goddamn WFM, because you, what you just did right now, the best. Listen, to finish it off, okay, the two MVPs that we have right now, one is in the playoff every single year, and good, okay? So, but Ballinger was only one time, so I gave him a break, and he hit 146 with the Dodgers against Houston. And that's what my problem is, okay, guy? Listen, I'm criticizing the Yankees just like you did a few weeks ago, but then you came back again and thinking that we're going to go all the way. It's going to be tough, guy. I hope we do it.
I never said they were going all the way. I've said that the Mets and Yankees are not winning the World Series.
A lot of Yankee fans. Listen, Keith, let's be realistic. A lot of Yankee fans, they're not realistic Yankee fans. We think that we're the greatest. Those days are a long way gone. And the big boss is in heaven. You take care, brother. Hey, say hello to the family. Take care.
Thanks for the call, Lou. And the second call, Lou. And yeah, I'm not like, I don't have this quick trigger finger to hang up on somebody that's not being disrespectful or not like saying something wrong that I didn't say. I'd bang the phone on you if you just like wilding out and saying stuff that is incorrect and like you need to be dropped. Lou hung out from pretty much 9:05, 9:07. And then Keith Rad was on the line, and so I had to go right to Keith Rad. I even gave him like a minute or two while Keith was on hold, went to Keith Rad, went to the break after interviewing Keith Rad, and then went back so Luke could finish his thought. Again, I'm just driving the bus for 5 hours. People get on the bus, people get off the bus, but I'm not trying to kick you off the bus. I'm trying to let you come through and ride for as long as you want to ride. Some of y'all are just on the back of the bus, not, you know, talking to the bus driver, and that's fine. Now, what you said just now about, you know, oh, yeah, you criticized the Yankees and then you came back on and thinking they're going to win the World Series. No, I don't think they're a World Series team. I don't think the Mets are a World Series team. Can they change my opinion? Hell yeah. Do I want them to change my opinion? Yep, sure. How does that happen? With a good trade deadline and a good second half. And depending on what the field looks like and what some of these other teams look like, when we do get to October, yeah. I might make some postseason predictions and say, yo, the Yankees better get through the American League. I might make some postseason predictions and say, listen, this might be the year for the Mets. But as of today, I don't feel that way. As of today, I don't feel that way. Steve is in Rockland on the fan next. What's up, Steve?
Well, you know, Keith, you said it pretty well. Yeah, I'd like to make this analogy, okay? Any Yankee fan who's not over Juan Soto already is probably still hung up on Shohei Ohtani, right?
Or Yamamoto.
I mean, give me a break. The guy that the Yankees traded for him, and he made there was no mistake about his intentions. He was very clear. He was very transparent. All right, and then Yankees made an offer, whatever, and he decided, and, you know, good for him. Good for him, and that's that. And he's not on the Yankees. Like you said, you're concerned about Volpe. You know, Yankee fans are – I'm just not getting the fact he doesn't play for the Yankees anymore. He did for 1 year. It was a great year, and the guy was – You know, he said he's here for He wants to go to free agency. Every time he talked to you, I mean, he made inadvertent slips all the time.
Sure. And that's, you know, that's so, okay. And we didn't want to believe it. I didn't want to believe it.
Okay.
Because I believe that the Yankees have just as much money as everyone else, which they do. When you think about it, and I hate to rehash it, if he wanted to be a Yankee, and I had John Sterling on, and John Sterling was the first one to say it. He said, well, he certainly didn't want to be a Yankee, because if he did, $760 million enough to make anybody a Yankee. Like, he got the biggest offer of all time from the Yankees. He didn't want to be a Yankee. He wanted that money. He wanted to go down in the history books, which he's going to hold that record for some time, as the highest paid player. Is he better than Shohei Ohtani or more valuable? No. Is he better than Judge or more valuable? No. And clearly, there's a bunch of all-stars this year that are looking at him saying, we don't make close to what you make. But we got into the dance. The guy is a money machine. The guy came up under Scott Boras, and he's been so focused about himself and his conquest of being this all-time earner. That's great. It was a match made in baseball heaven for Steve Cohen to buy the Mets and for it to time up for him to bid on Juan Soto. Great. I hope the Met fans enjoy what they purchased. It's got nothing to do with me as a Yankee fan as far as, like, still wanting. I don't watch a Yankee game and say, man, I wish Juan Soto was coming up to bat.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Sorry, I didn't know if you – I was just like – you know, and I can't speak for all Yankee fans, but what I feel like is, I say the jokes write themselves. Juan Soto becomes a Met and can't get into the All-Star game. It's more LOL Mets. It's more – it's just funny. Like that's all it is. It's just more ammo for us to needle y'all. It's just more, like, it is more stuff to mock. It is more like, I don't know, man. I had an older brother that would tease me over anything. My older brother, when I was a kid, there was this girl that got my phone number when I was like first grade, like 6 years old. Right? Her name was Jasmine. And I used to be heavy on the Disney movies and watch Aladdin. I watched everything. Pinocchio, Snow White, Jungle Book, Little Mermaid, all that. So this girl got my phone number in school to invite me to her six-year-old birthday party. And back then, I didn't have a cell phone. She called the landline. She called the house phone. My brother, being 10 years older than me, answered the phone. And at six, I wasn't pimping yet. I was not out there, like, giving my number out, talking to girls. I wasn't even looking at girls at six. But my brother, just to needle me, answered the phone, took the information down, got the invitation to the party, and then teased me in front of my little sister, in front of my mom, about, ooh, girl called the house. Keith's got a girlfriend. Her name is Jasmine, Princess Jasmine. And I literally was in tears crying, shut up, Sean. Stop it. It's not my girl. This is a similar type of thing. It is just another thing to needle for big brother to make fun of little brother. We know Juan Soto is great. We know Juan Soto chose the Mets. We know Juan Soto should have been an all-star, but it's funny to laugh at y'all and be like, it's the Mets jersey. The Mets are cursed. They hate the Mets. It's just the league hates the Mets. The Manfred in the league sat down and had a meeting, and they're like, if he was a Yankee, he's in. He's a Met. We don't need him. The show goes on without him. It's hilarious. John is in New Jersey on the fan next. What's up, John? Can roll. And then he dropped. But yeah, you got to understand, you know, everything is, and it's like, I see it all the time. I work for WFAN. WFAN will clip me up. And shout out to the digital team for clipping me up the last couple days. People think that I'm telling WFAN to put these clips out talking about Soto. They think that I can't get Soto out of my mind. They think that I'm obsessed with Juan Soto and can't get over him choosing the Mets. Like, bro, it is July. That happened in November. We're way over it. I'm not over Gerrit Cole not being here. Gerrit Cole is the thing that I think about every day. I'm like, man, if Gerrit Cole was available, I would think this team is winning the World Series. Without Gerrit Cole, I'm like, I don't know. Because I don't know what any of these guys are going to do in the postseason. I know what Gerrit Cole does in the postseason. I know when Cole takes the ball in October, I know what I've seen him pitch against us and for us. I'm not thinking about Juan Soto, bro. I promise you. Not in that regard. If I wasn't a WFAN radio host, I wouldn't say a word about him. Like, you would watch my YouTube podcast on the Yankees or my content, and there would be no Juan Soto mention. But, like, I got to follow up. If we have a 10 a.m. show where Sal Licata is saying he's boycotting the All-Star game because Soto's not in it, you think I'm going to just dance around that? You think I'm just going to not mention that? Jack is in Rockaway, Queens, next on The Fan. What's up, Jack?
How you doing, Keith? I'm driving back. I'm hearing a lot of Keith Volpe calls on, and I'm like, what is the he's making the minimum salary. He's been in the league a couple of years. He's hit 20 home runs. He'll probably do it again this year. He won the Gold Glove. He's not the end all of the Yankees. He's not taking up a chunk of their salary. He's an above average to average player who's young, and we hope he'll develop. He's not going to be Jeter. There's only one Jeter. He's just give the kid time. But the problem with the Yankees isn't him. To me, it's been going back for a long time, and I like to point out a few things about Cashman. Like, last year was our year, right? It was you had Soto for the 1 year. You had Judge putting up, again, Babe Ruth numbers and Garrett Cole, Cy Young. He whiffed on the deadline. Nothing of any kind of magnitude.
Jazz Chisholm Jr. is an All-Star this year. We can't forget that he got Jazz.
Okay, you needed something to move the needle a little bit. But last year he wasn't an All-Star.
Okay,
and just this year you had LeMahieu, another bad contract. He had a buyout. We had to buy out Hicks's contract. We had to buy out. You took a kid, Jacob Ellsbury, years ago. The guy was a light hitting slap hitter, and then free agency year, he's putting up near 40 numbers. You got to kind of read the room how we got there. You took another horrible contract on that one. These things other GMs do not survive. The Yankee GM survives this. And this year you go into you lose Soto. My personal opinion, I don't like how he. You're in Yankee Stadium. You don't need to go get Pat Goldschmidt at $12 million. And you could have just. What could you got Alonso? Pete Alonso, $20-25 million. You could have got him.
Nobody went to get Pete Alonso. Nobody offered him.
You can't go into with bait. This is once in a lifetime. We're never going to see a homegrown Yankee like this, like Judge is putting up. You can't go in there with a bunch of slap hitters, no third baseman, no center fielder. The only chance I think that we have to rectify this year is if they get that kid Suarez from Arizona. You can't have Judge the next half of the year. He's going to get 150 walks. He'll mean absolutely nothing if you don't get another hitter. They have to do something at this deadline. And I'm not a fan of Cashman. And there's lightning rod of Volpe. Volpe is what he is. He's hopefully a developing young player in his third year. He's had some good moments. His first year was actually won the Gold Glove. He hit 20. He's going to hit 20 home runs again.
Thanks for the call, Jack. You just ended up going back to where you started with Volpe, and I got to jump in and just say something. You said they don't have a center fielder. They've got three. They've got Trent Grisham, Cody Bellinger, and they've got Dominguez, a center fielder, playing left. And all those guys can hit. All those guys can produce. Why are we talking about Jacoby Ellsbury? Jacoby Ellsbury was signed 11 years ago? Has nothing to do with it. But I know, because Cashman is the eternal GM. You were saying that other GMs wouldn't survive this. They have. And I don't have the list in front of me of GMs that have made stupid mistakes and signed players and they've gotten hurt, like, or they were no-shows. But it happens all the time. Why does Cashman survive it? Because they win. Cashman makes mistakes and then makes up for his mistakes and finds a way to get them to the postseason every year. They're in it every year. They have a ticket every year. They're in the crapshoot lottery every year. And, like, if you want to mention Judge and building a team around Judge, this is how you know I'm not a homer, because I say this. Maybe if Judge was Judge in October, he'd have a ring already. Maybe if Aaron Judge was himself when we got to the postseason, they would have enough around him. And when you talk about Volpe, bro, it's like, yes, the best point you made in your call was that Volpe makes no money. That's another reason why they're not tripping off of him. Because when you actually match up the production and the $879,000 he makes, it's not an issue for them. It was more of an issue that DJ LeMahieu was making $15 million and hitting like 266 and then not being able to field his position, they ate that money. I expect them to make moves at the deadline. I'm not getting my hopes up as far as certain players. That's my thing. Like, I know they're not going to stand pat at the deadline. And then you mentioned that they didn't do anything at the deadline last year. Come on. Jazz has been a huge impact. Did Jazz not homer in game 5 of the World Series? Did Jazz not add, like, immediately last year? Did he not add a level of swag, confidence, and energy to the Yankees? I'm pretty sure they went on, like, a little mini winning streak. They went down to Philly and swept the Phillies that were supposed to be the best team in baseball right after Jazz got here. And Jazz was willing to play third base last year because Gleyber Torres said, "Nah, I'm good. I'm going to free agency. I'm not going to mess up my production at the plate because I'm playing a position I never played." Jazz was a huge get for Brian Cashman last year. He was an all-star this year, and he's been an impact player. Arguably the best hitter in the second half. Him, Belly, Judge. They're going to ball. They're going to play well. Add another guy at third base. Maybe it's Eugenio Suarez, but like, I don't know. I'm not tripping off of where Cashman is. You know why? Because I know Cashman's not going anywhere. When I talk about Cashman, I talk about how Cashman's going to be here for the rest of the decade and how Cashman might not trade away Spencer Jones and George Lombard because he's expecting those guys to come up and help, right? Those young guys are going to be able to help carry Judge and Stanton and Cole across the finish line. If it's not this year, then it's next year or the year after that. This championship window for the New York Yankees has probably 3, maybe 4 years in it. But who knows? Who knows who else they're going to get? Who knows who else is going to come up? Maybe it's longer than we think. But I'm talking about the one with Stanton, Judge, and Gerrit Cole. And then you mentioned like signing Pete Alonso. What are we talking about, bro? Nobody was going after Pete Alonso because the richest owner in the sport put a qualifying offer on him, one. And everybody knew, hey, why are we going to offer Pete Alonso, also a Scott Boras client, when any offer we put out, Steve Cohen is just going to match? Why even waste our time? And I told y'all before, too, last year, and I got no disrespect in me for Pete Alonso. I feel like he gets way too much disrespect from his own fans, his own fan base. But he was too Metsy. He was never going to be on the Yankees. They were never going to offer him. I was perfectly fine with Paul Goldschmidt. I knew they weren't going to offer Pete. They weren't looking to do that. There were some of y'all saying, oh, we need to go sign Pete since they signed Soto. No, that's a way different thing. Soto's for the streets. They traded for Soto and gave up a lot for Soto, and what they thought was that they could entice him. I think a lot of us thought that too. I don't know. Me, I really don't think it's any contest when you're comparing the two teams in New York where you would want to be for any reason. As a fan, as a player, business, I don't know. That's my bias. But, like, he didn't agree. The only thing that mattered to Juan Soto was dollar bill. Good. That's one guy. The show goes on. The Yankees moved on without him. The All-Star game moved on without him. Let's go down to Eatontown and talk to Pete on the fan next. What's up, Pete? You're in there.
Hey, what's up, Keith? Hey, big fan. Love listening to you. You know, you're an Ocean Township guy, so you know, local guy. But, you know, I feel like, been listening to you the last few days, and you spend a lot of time talking about Juan Soto as a Yankees fan. And
yeah,
all
just
my
me.
Yankees fans.
Just me. I'm the only one.
Well, no. All my Yankee fan friends, it's like the second the Mets signed them, all they talked about was Juan Soto. So, you know, I know you're talking a lot about Juan Soto not making the All-Star team, but I'll be honest, I'm not worried about the All-Star team. I'm not worried about the All-Star game. I'm not worried about Alonso not winning the MVP, even though he hit a 3-run homer. I'm worried about October. I'm worried about getting to November. And I think most Mets fans, if you talk to them, all of that surface level talk about this and that, most of us don't care about that. We just want to see a good ball club. We want to see us come together as a team. It's not about one player. And I just want, why all the talk about Juan Soto? Why are you obsessing with this guy?
No, I'm not obsessing about him, but I'm a radio host in New York City. I'm talking to Met fans and Yankee fans. I also have a pretty good following on social media. I know what plays. This is the highest paid player in the sport. This is one of the best players in the sport who didn't make the All-Star team, who I have put my hand up this entire week and said should be an All-Star. I've been to 4 All-Star games. Juan Soto was at 3 of them. I put my hand up all week and said something is fishy about this. Something went on. Like, if he didn't get enough votes from his fans, if the players didn't vote him in, Major League Baseball had the opportunity to say this is the highest paid player, a household name in our sport. You got to see Jonathan Aranda, and I know that's American League, but we can go through the list of players that you got to see in the MLB All-Star game this week that didn't belong there more than Juan Soto, but they found a way to keep him out. Why? Why? Do people not like him? Is there some negativity around his contract, his personality, the fact that he alluded to leaving some money on the table? I don't know. I don't know. But if you're a Met fan, you should be worried more about winning the World Series. You're about to go on 40 years. You don't win the World Series this year. You're going to hear me say 40 years every day. You should be worried about, okay, you sign Juan Soto, who helped get the Yankees to the World Series last year. They didn't win it, but he helped them end one drought. You should be worried about Juan Soto getting you to the World Series, not getting into the All-Star game. Your focus should be Juan Soto being so motivated, so mad and pissed off that he's looking for revenge on the league, and he just tears up the league and does what Jeff Passan said. Jeff Passan said he's going to have the most home runs out of anybody in baseball, more than Judge, more than Cal Raleigh.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.